Epilogue. A year later, Nelson and Vicky's son, Daniel, was born. Big Daniel was still at school, but had made a CD in London and done a tour of concerts with Kundai. Lillianne had gone back to school. She spent a lot of time at the garage with children and teenagers from families affected by HIV. Eddie was a bus driver when there was work, but also drove for Nelson. The garage and the hospice often worked together. Money came in from other countries and organizations, partly because of films Vicky made about their work. Vicky's doctor said she might live an almost normal life for many years if she looked after herself and went on with the drugs. Little Daniel was given the drug that stopped him getting HIV from Vicky, and it worked. Ruby joined Washington Mbizi, and they moved from country to country, waiting for a change in government in Gomokure.